From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says if a U.S.-Russia ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country. His comments come at UN Security Council meeting Wednesday, 2 days after an attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo that killed 20 people. VOA's Wayne Lee reports.
Kerry said it is very hard to separate people when they are being bombed indiscriminately.
To restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded. And if that happens, there's a chance of giving credibility back to this process.
Kerry said such a ban would prevent Syria from doing what it has done so often in the past, which is to attack civilian targets with the excuse that it is going after al-Nusra. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
A boat carrying migrants capsized Wednesday in the Mediterranean off Egypt's northern coast, killing 30 people and triggering an operation in which another 150 people were rescued, according to officials. The vessel overturned near the port city of Rosetta, and the total number of people on board was not immediately clear. Some 60 schools and universities in eastern Canada were evacuated Wednesday over a series of bomb threats, including one received by police. However, it appears that they were bogus. No bombs were found. An administrator says the schools remain closed throughout the day as police conduct another sweep of the schools. Classes are to resume in the morning. This is VOA News.